impounded, as you can see. He's also had damage, window shot out on his car. He can't prove that it was necessarily her, but it happened when the rental started, and that he's tired of some of her guests parking on the street. That's not safe as well. And as far as any of this being true or not, you guys can contact the Taney County Sheriff's Department. They have all of this on record. And I will say, when we were hearing the noise, she's trying to blame on neighbors. Here's my thing. That other house that sits down at the bottom, they've had people that have lived there. Yes, thank you for that marker. They've had people there that have played loud music and drums and things kind of since we moved in. So when my son was telling us at night, he has a treehouse out there, when he was telling us that he was hearing all this loud music and people talking and cussing and things, I was like, okay, do you think it's coming from there? We were confused where it was coming from until this rezone came up and we started talking to neighbors and we're like, what's going on? And we figured out, okay, it's coming from there. And then the people were in our woods and everything like that. So just to clarify, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Leslie Honey.
Good morning. My name is Leslie Haney. I reside at 644 Airport Road. I just wrote up a statement, if that's okay.
Sure.
Airport Road has traditionally been a quiet, rural residential neighborhood, but for several years now, the Rodriguez property has been a persistent public nuisance. It's created ongoing disruption and distress for the surrounding residents. There's been a clear lack of responsible on-site management. As a result, repeated incidents have gone unaddressed, including multiple police calls, loud music and fighting, and vulgar language echoing throughout the neighbors' homes at all hours of the night. I would like to add that I do have a couple video, like audios, just of us sitting outside if you want to hear it. There have been incidents of fireworks being set off late at night, on weekdays, as well as drunk individuals staying at the rental trespassing onto nearby private properties. In addition, conversations suggesting illegal drug activity have been overheard on more than one occasion by multiple neighboring residents, myself included. Ms. Rodriguez advertises 847 Airport Road on evolve.com and Vrbo, and it does boast accommodations for up to 24 guests. It's a volume entirely out of character for our small, close-knit community. I'd like to add that the conditional permit that was denied to Ms. Rodriguez months ago, following that, she did allow the event to continue. And as of yesterday, 847 Airport Road is still being advertised on both websites as a large gathering, events, and wedding area. The property frequently exhibits unsanitary trash conditions, including overflowing trash receptacles that blow into neighbors' yards, which attracts rodents and pests. Ms. Rodriguez has been asked to resolve the situation numerous times, yet it still has persisted. Additionally, residents have reported a number of unknown individuals walking up the rural road, turning onto the property. They often appear disoriented, unhoused, and it basically just creates a general sense of unease and insecurity in our neighborhood. I respectfully ask that the commission consider the long-term well-being of the neighborhood and deny the zoning changes that would legitimize and expand the commercial operation. It's not compatible with the residential and rural character of our Airport Road, and its ongoing operation undermines both public safety and community integrity.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else?
That's it.
That's the end of it. Okay. At this time, I would ask the petitioner to please step back forward.
Yes. So I want to address a couple of the issues. In 2020, he was talking about my brother. I called the police on my brother. He was arguing with the girlfriend. I wanted him to leave the property. He walked through my property right here. We live right here. He walked through here and walked through there
And when he came up here, the guy was in the back, and he shot at my brother, and that is why we had...
Police report.
Sorry.
It's fine. They can look at the police report.
No, that's fine. But I'm going to stop everybody for a second. So from now on, I didn't let her interrupt you all, so please respect the same side of this.
So that was when I lived there, so it wasn't a renter. And then they said about all of this garbage. I have their pictures that I took from, I had to get a sunshine thing, and these are all the pictures from Cody that I got. And trash doesn't move like the way that it's been moved in these pictures. And then they take another picture. So I wanted to give that as evidence. And one statement, they said that I don't pay my trash to Cody. I don't pay my trash, and I only have one canisters, but you can clearly see on this picture there's two for the neighbors, and then I'm taking the neighbor's trash can. On this one, these are pictures from them. This is where the trash is opened up. They have ties on them. They're opened up, and there's a bag here, but in their next picture, the bag's not there. So it's clearly moved. And then this is the picture from, this was a friend of mine that got married at my home 7 days after. I was sick and I did not come for the wedding venue. I was in court here for, I was asking for a wedding venue, not a wedding party or anything like that. This is a personal friend, and this is a picture of her wedding from their property that you can barely see the stuff lit up. Then I was at the wedding, and the gentleman that said about, said not to get married, that he was making a big mistake yelling in the middle of the service. And they talk about cocaine and stuff off of, that they were wanting to do it off the bellies and stuff. I don't know how they can even see my property. There's 5 acres across, 2 acres up before you even get to my property. And they live way down here and way over here. And then you're telling me that back here you can hear noise. She, if you look up her address, it's over 2 minutes going 30 miles an hour way back over here that she owns. And the new person is buying property. And they hear stuff during the day. They're building and they don't even have nothing built there yet. And then the other people live across that said that the windows were shot out from one of my renters, and that was from before when I lived there. The lady next door told me that the girlfriend caught him with somebody and broke the windows out. That's only hearsay, though, and I have pictures of him parking on the property, on Airport Road. Why would someone walk down off of my property, park on Airport Road when even Cody was up there? There's over 30 parking spaces. And it says in one of the statements from them that when someone had a wedding shower, it was a shower, not a wedding, and it was from their statements that they had the wedding shower and there was over 20 parking spaces. So why would they park and walk up that far? I live on a steep hill and you can't hardly get to it. And then when we're out in the country, so it is completely dark, and they're going to walk, and Cody's been up on my property, and it is very steep. It is also very, it's a gravel road. The rain washes it down. They're going to get drunk, do cocaine, go through the woods, get to their property, lay out on their property drunk, and it's just impossible to do. You can't even see 1 foot in front of you. There's no lights down the driveway at all, only around my house. So for you to do that, it would be incredible without getting hurt before you would even get to a property. And then this trash was a rainy day when they called the sheriff's office. And There's fabric. This is not from animals. This is stuff moved, and it's pictures of their, of them. It's their pictures. Their pictures.
Okay.
Over and over. And then this garbage is a bowl lands this far away, but you clearly see that the bag is open, and all of this garbage. Now maybe the garbage will move in a storm, but two bowls landing upside right, and in the picture, that far away from the trash can is almost impossible. I don't see how it could happen. And so,
do you want me to explain to you?
Yeah.
Raccoons.
Well, that's okay. Not one of his animals.
So I did bring that up to Cody about the raccoons, but you can see none of the bags are ripped by raccoons. They'll rip it out with claws. Also, you can see that the bags are completely moved from their pictures.
This is the trash, yes.
This is the
so
same
the relevance to why we should rezone it, I guess, is what I would like to.
We have to look at.
Does it fit the area?
Does it fit the area? Is there? And I appreciate your.
But it's getting to be where it's declaration of my business and my.
Okay, but we don't base any decisions off of that at all.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
so you know. And I don't want to say that we don't.
Well, I just think that when you come into court, you should tell the truth. And I'm showing pictures of what they took.
Okay.
That is not possible.
So this is a public hearing for a zoning change.
Okay.
Or zoning request. And so, again, a lot of that, again, I'm sure I don't want to speak for the other two, but we appreciate it. We understand the frustrations. I don't know that it matters as far as does it fit the zoning of the area.
Yeah, I even brought my reviews. And again,
I don't know that those matter.
Yeah.
But positive or negative, it doesn't.
Okay.
That should not, in my opinion, have any bearing on our decision.
Okay.
So if there's something that you would like to tell us that, hey, this is why it is compatible, this is why it works, this is why it fits.
I brought that up in the beginning, though.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Reason.
And I would tell them the same.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, like, hey, just because you don't like it, don't care.
Right.
That's what we deal with on a regular basis. And we understand in our own areas we have...
Because you could still have someone that moved in next door to you.
Sure can.
That you don't like, that parties all night, all of these same allegations.
Yeah.
Yep.
They could do not being a renter, and it's only rented 103 days.
Yeah, so do you reside at the residence the other time?
Or do you
reside on the property?
I did, except for about a year. My daughter lost her lost custody of our baby, and I moved to San Antonio only for approximately a year. And I've already moved back.
Okay, so you live on the property
now? No, I'm 15 to 20 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
I have been talking to Cody about switching the garage into something for I can live there on the property, yes. That is my intention because I'm just about done with a project for my sister that I'm doing for her. And I want to turn the garage into a home for me, or I want to build another home on the property for me. But I can build a home anyways on my property.
Mm-hmm. Nothing restricted. So is there any questions from the commission, comments for the petitioner?
I'd just like to say one more thing, too. This never started until after the fact that I did this, and it only started after that. And I just don't want my character and stuff to be tarnished. I do maintain the property. If you look at some of these pictures, you'll see that we even cleared off the trees all on this side. And mold and everything all on this side. That's almost 5 acres, about 4 acres. It's exactly 4 acres across. I cleared out all the trees. Why would I not pick up trash? And as soon as I get a complaint, I don't want people renting my house for $300 to $1,000 a night. And I'm getting people like that. That doesn't make sense. A drug dealer ain't going to give me money to, they'll spend that money on drugs. So it doesn't make sense to me. But I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the petitioner before she sits?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good.